Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, New Pacific 3 Eastern, Sunday 3 Pacific 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Monday on the show. You know what that means? Well, that means I'm going to tell you what it's going to mean for the next several weeks, in fact. And that is that at least for the next three Mondays, it's looking like, there will be no standalone Filthy Tom Lawler show for a lot of different reasons, mostly involving traveling and such. Today, we will be joined by Mike and Tom. Next Monday, we will be joined by Mike and Tom. And the week after, I think it will be just Mike and Tom, because I'll be traveling back from WrestleMania. So that's the plan. And Tom's got a lot to talk about here today, as I'm sure does Sempervivi and myself as well, because a lot to get into. We got Raw, which actually is taking place right now. It is live in London, and I guess if you want to watch that instead of this show, you can, but I'll just give you a preview so you don't have to bother. It's going to be 1 minute of action, 4 minutes of commercials, 2 minutes of action, and then a bad finish, if SmackDown is any indication. And you can watch that later on tonight on delay. So why watch it now? Listen to this show. And we'll tell you all about all of the rest as well. NXT tomorrow, Dynamite on Wednesday. A lot of news, including John Cena's heel turn. We've got an NXT versus Stardom match at Bloodsport and a lineup of other matches as well. We have Collision live on Thursday, WrestleMania week, and where that may go in the future, and plenty more. If you want, text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4W Online Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Yes, Cameos, everybody. Grab one. A great April Fool's prank is a cameo from me, let me tell you. At Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
The results are in. In a nationwide double-blind taste test, Applebee's Classic Buffalo Boneless Wings reign supreme as America's favorite boneless wings. To celebrate, Applebee's is offering boneless wings for 50 cents each for a limited time, available for dine-in, to-go, or delivery. Head to your neighborhood Applebee's or visit applebees.com or mobile app to celebrate with this unbelievable deal. Price, participation, and selection may vary. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood. Sponsored by Applebee's.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription. And will send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
When you switch to Progressive and bundle your home and auto, you could save hundreds, and that's a surprising amount of money.
Whoa, that's like farmer's market money.
That's like, give me a gallon of that locally sourced raw honey money.
That's certified organic heirloom tomatoes in every imaginable color except red money.
That's, let's get 2 pounds of pink oyster mushrooms money. I'm not even sure I like pink oyster mushrooms.
Guess it's time to find out, because you could save hundreds when you switch to Progressive and bundle. Then the world is your pink oyster mushroom. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today. And Filthy, are you excited for this blood sport?
I am.
Pete Dunne and Timothy Thatcher. Charlie Dempsey and Shinya Aoki. Carmen Petrovich and Micah, NXT versus Stardom. Good God.
That one's for Mike.
No, I mean, it's still.
It is.
Yeah.
Micah Sempervivi actually has a nice ring to it.
Yeah. But
it does.
I will also be there at Bloodsport, Brian. I am pumped to watch everybody that has been announced.
Are you doing commentary, or is there something more you haven't told us yet?
I didn't say anything about anything.
Yeah, you just told everybody, dude. Anyway,
I was announced like a month ago.
Oh well, who are you wrestling?
The show.
Fighting? So you just know you're there.
Yeah.
All right. Looks like it's you and me, brother.
Yeah. Right.
Ooh. Wow.
Damn. Yeah. That's why you.
Know
I'm what?
Busy that weekend.
That's why you went to Portland to go see Pedro Sauer. It wasn't about he happened to be in town. You're doing some rogue training,
brother. You think that extra stripe's going to do any good? Let's be honest.
It's filthy? No.
Okay. Brian, you know what? You're going to be here in a few weeks. I cordially invite you to the gym, and we can train. We can have a friendly training session. Not a sparring
Wang
session.
Down?
Yeah, you should.
A training
actually.
Session, but not a sparring session.
Yeah, 6 a.m.
I don't even want to know what that means.
6 a.m., 10th Planet, Las Vegas.
6 a.m.
On Friday.
God, kidding me.
Is that Eastern?
I'll be lucky if I'm asleep by 6 a.m. every night.
I mean, it's a good point.
All right. Well, we got other stuff we got to talk about. What is this thing you did this weekend?
Well,
what did you do?
I was hoping you were asking him that.
He is asking me. On Saturday, I drove 3 hours up into the mountains from Las Vegas, and I was the pit crew for one of my best friends in a backyard ultra marathon, which I don't know if anybody's ever heard of one of these kinds of races. I certainly had never heard of it.
That's a big backyard.
I certainly had never heard of it before. However, I can tell you, what the rules are. What is a backyard ultra? Participants will run a 4.1667-mile loop every hour until only one person is left standing. You have 1 hour to finish once it has started. If you finish a loop within the hour, you may start the next hour's loop. provided you are in the corral when the next hour starts.
So hold on, 4 mile loop in an hour. So we're talking like a 15-minute mile.
Yeah.
And you just keep going over and over and over until like everyone's dead except for one guy.
Correct.
So how many people did die?
Zero. The race started with 31 people. And my friend who I was there cornering in the pit crew went for 22 hours. Started at 8 a.m. We had about 20 beers, if that counts. We started at 8 a.m. He ended running at, I guess it would have been 5 a.m. He called it quits, and 22 hours in, he took third place. The gentleman who won it, 24 hours of running, his final loop, 33 minutes.
4 miles and 33 minutes after 22 hours?
His 100th mile.
Wow.
Yes. My friend led every lap until the 20th lap.
Wow.
Every single time. So quite an emotional and draining weekend for me. But, you know, hey.
You realize that the original story of the marathon is largely a myth. But even the mythical version, the story is that this bloke ran a marathon and promptly died. And like, so we celebrate this by, I mean, what? I don't even understand.
My wife is currently training for a marathon.
Oh.
The Denver Marathon. So
interesting. Well, hopefully she doesn't die. All right.
Thanks, Brian.
That's what it's about.
Now, what is
Philippides?
What does she
do? Ran and ran and ran and ran and ran and ran and ran, exclaimed, "We have won," and then he died.
So filthy.
What a better way to go out.
Yeah, well, I guess.
No, I could think of countless better ways to go out. God.
Back then?
Yeah. Going to sleep and not waking up is a better way to go out than running a marathon in the heat for a victory announcement to then die.
I guess wearing a loincloth and having women fan me down and feed me grapes and pour olive oil on me would have been a better way to go.
Sure, exactly.
I guess that's another.
What were you saying, Mike?
From back then.
I don't recall. Oh, wait. Okay, Tom, your better half there. You're in Las Vegas. She's training for Denver. Is there anything she can do to try to, like, you know, match elevations? What does one do to get ready for a marathon in such a high elevation?
You just run a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
There's no magic here, brother.
You know what, Tom? I hope she survives.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. All right, what's the latest here? Janelle Grant's legal team has asked the court to let discovery and deposition start in her lawsuits against WWE Vince and John Laurinaitis. All three defendants trying to delay that until the judge rules on if the case can go forward, if it has to go to arbitration. So that's the latest. My question is, what's taken this judge so long? I mean, is it going to arbitration or not? What's happening here? It's been months and months and months we've been waiting, and there's no update. So, again, we just wait. Not sure what else there is to add other than that. Paul Levesque did a interview with Mail Sport at WWE's European tryouts. He says that he approached John Cena about turning heel at WrestleMania, and no, it was a conversation, he said. It's a conversation. When it was brought up, everybody, I think in John's mind, he was like, wow, I didn't think you were going to say that, but I love it. It's a challenge to him. John is not a complacent person. So, as we talked about yesterday on Observer Radio, if you guys have been watching, you may be watching Raw right now, in fact. I think John Cena's out there. I hear he's mad. But the John Cena heel turn was apparently going to take place at WrestleMania. And, you know, old Dwayne, as Dave likes to call him, The Rock, showed up, and they decided, well, you know, let's do it at Elimination Chamber. Let's move this thing up. So if you've been watching the show, and it's just like the same thing every week, John just being a heel, well, part of that is because he wasn't supposed to be a heel right now. And this tells me a number of things, including that John Cena is winning the title at WrestleMania from Cody, because John Cena originally turning heel at WrestleMania, there's no point in him turning heel but losing the match to John Cena. I presume he was going to turn heel and win, and then John Cena as a heel was going to be your story throughout the summer with Cody chasing to try to get it back. But they've moved it up a little bit, and the funny thing is they moved it up a little bit, and guess who made the call yet is nowhere to be seen? Old Dwayne.
The Rock, yes. Kerr came in and laid smashing machine to those plans.
Yep, Rock Kerr smashed the plans, changed everything, and then disappeared. So now they're just dealing with it. So what can you do? But that's the story there. What an irony.
He just wants to be new Vince, and I don't mean in all the creepy ways. I mean in the aspect of he really wants to run that company, and this is as close as he can get right now with having his childhood friend be the one to do it. But for him to come in, and if that's the case, I mean, why? So we go ahead and have all of this time of John Cena just standing there, and we have a bunch of just face-offs and people singing and all that stuff. I mean, I don't know. It just seems to be now, every time we get around WrestleMania season, The Rock is, or I'm sorry, Dwayne, is getting himself involved. And it doesn't seem to be to everyone's benefit, or at least having everyone be happy about him being there. Because nobody ever really seems to be on the same page with the stories coming out of this, the least of which would be Cody Rhodes.
Hey, listen, I'll say this about old Vince. He was an idiot. He sucked at his job. But he was there every week. So if he threw you under the bus, at least he was there. You could try to talk to him if you wanted to. Rock made all the changes and then just disappeared. To the point they don't even mention him. It's not just that he's not there. It's like that aspect never happened. Unless they mention him. Did they mention The Rock? I'll ask the chat here since some people are watching it. Was The Rock mentioned in this John Cena promo here tonight? I'll let y'all know after the break. Stick around. Observer Live.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, so according to the chat, this segment with Cena and Cody has actually been really good. Great, Funk Monk says. And,
but has there been a Travis Scott mention?
Cody apparently did mention The Rock and how Cena had betrayed him. And everyone has concluded after watching this segment that that Cena is definitely winning. So I guess we'll review this tomorrow.
I mean, to be fair, all John Cena's got to do is come out and say, look, we've had a dysfunctional relationship, you and me, the fans, and now look what's happened. Because of you, my hair's fallen out, and my future movie prospects are down the drain.
Didn't he get his hair fixed? We haven't seen him without his hat for a while, but there was like a picture online at some movie set or something like that. Where, although I guess
maybe it grew back.
If he was on a movie set, that could be.
They might have done
worked
something.
Worked hair.
It could be gimmicked hair. I mean, any fake hair is gimmicked hair, right? But it might be.
So.
It might be. What's the difference between permanent? What's the opposite of permanent?
Temporary.
Temporary gimmicked hair, as opposed to
spray
permanent.
On hair from back in the day.
Gimmicked hair, yeah.
Ron Popeil.
Yeah, you know what I love is that spray-on hair from that day that I did that Vince McMahon back before all this went down, and I painted on that pencil mustache and sprayed all that stuff in my hair. That was a big mistake, brother. I had to shave my head. Some of you don't remember that. I had to shave my head bald to get that stuff out of my hair. I washed my hair, no joke, a dozen times. I couldn't even begin to get that stuff out. I just had to buzz it.
Are you sure it wasn't Krylon spray paint? It was like you grabbed the wrong thing?
That sucked. It's supposed to be like, I guess, a root cover-up, but I just sprayed my whole head with it. That was a bad idea. All right,
anyway.
Did
you have that just sitting around the house?
No, I went and bought it.
Oh.
If I were using it regularly, you think I would have poured it all over my head?
People have said a lot of things about your different hairstyles and shades over the years.
People have said a lot of things about all sorts of things. Let's talk about this collision airing live April 17th. This is on the week of WrestleMania, AEW Spring Breakthrough. It'll be live at 8 Eastern. So instead of taping the show and airing it Saturday, they decide maybe it would be a bad idea for Collision to go head-to-head with WrestleMania. So they're going to air it live instead. And according to Dave, this is all being monitored. And with WBD losing the NBA, he talked about the possibility of Collision moving to Thursday nights. Which, oh my God, no.
That's really going to screw up your TNA and Honor Club viewing.
I so look forward to Thursday nights because I do the Brian Vinny Show and I got nothing to do for like 4 hours for once in my life. You tell me I'm going to add Collision on Thursday? Because I'd have to watch it because we'd have to do this show and talk about it on Friday. So we would have 2.5 hours of Raw Monday, 2 hours of NXT on Tuesday, 2 hours of Dynamite on Wednesday, 2 hours of Collision and TNA if you're watching that on Thursday. Hopefully by June, 2 hours of SmackDown on Friday. And then there's like a PLE every other weekend. There's an AEW or a WWE pay-per-view/PLE. That's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of stuff.
UFC, brother.
Yeah, your UFCs you watch? Good Lord. I mean, whatever. The other weird thing is, like, forget my own personal not wanting to watch wrestling literally every single weeknight. But if you're a fan of AEW, I mean, I don't know. It feels like it's better to have a few days in between. You know what I'm saying? Like, you watch one show Monday for Raw, and then you watch SmackDown on Friday. Or you watch Dynamite on Wednesday, and then Collision on Saturday. I mean, there was a time where it was Raw and SmackDown back-to-back Monday and Tuesday. And even that was kind of weird, but at least they had a split brand. So it wasn't like you'd be watching the same guys wrestling on Monday and then another show with the same guys on Tuesday. They kind of do different rosters, sort of, with Collision.
But they shouldn't. And in a way, maybe this could be better, because what we've already proven is people on Saturdays or Fridays will eventually tune out. Not to say that they haven't tuned back into Collision sometimes, but look at where the number is right now. Why not Wednesday and Thursday? People are going to skip a second show if they're not trying to watch anything more than one show a week anyway from one brand. So go ahead and do that. Maybe things can, like, you can actually, like, tie things together. You can use the same people and do it that way.
I think that's a horrible idea.
But Brian, they don't have enough people. It'll go back
they
to...
They have 200
They don't
people.
Have... They have, guess what? How many are over enough to cover to do
yeah,
a show?
Yeah, because they don't if split they the over, rosters.
But you just said they basically have been kind of split. Ever since CM Punk left, who has been the Saturday person? Who has been that person where it's like, I got to tune in because they're on there? They don't have enough people. In theory, they have enough people. They don't have enough people that are over with that.
I know, but
matter.
It's also Saturday is Saturday. Like, if you actually have a Wednesday and a Thursday primetime 8 to 10 slot, then yes, Thursday can be Ospreay's show, and Wednesday can be Moxley's show, and Thursday can be Jericho's show. And,
they need to get people to watch AEW, and I get
yes,
what you're saying,
and,
but
and
they
split
need them
the
to watch,
rosters up.
They don't need to do that. They don't have enough plan. They can't do it with one. How are you going to do it with two? It would be great if it was a different world that they were in and had enough people to be over and all that sort of stuff, but they don't.
Bro, so they haven't tried a real split. And look where we are. It's like it's slowly down. Like, we could try.
We could try
to make stars on one show and stars on the other show, both in prime time, both on a weeknight. And, like,
with two different,
Wednesdays.
Completely different storylines going on both.
Yes.
To me, you can take Wednesday, try it, where bring things over to Thursday. Get those shows, get people over, get storylines over, get some credibility behind more people, then do a split. That's what I would say.
I just think the idea of the same exact people back-to-back for 4 hours on Wednesday, I think it's a terrible idea. It may never happen!
I got a question, Brian.
Yes?
Do we have any clue, any idea, what this mystery show that USA is waiting to premiere after SmackDown is?
Oh, God, I don't know. Maybe it's Blue Deck
Mediterranean. Do we have any answer?
Brother, I don't care. It can be a cooking show. It can be a backyard marathon. I don't care.
You don't want to watch
that. Put anything on Friday at 10 o'clock, but not a third hour of SmackDown. God, this show sucks.
BKFC ice fights. How about that?
And it was particularly brutal this week because also they were in the UK. And you want to know what happened?
What?
I'll tell you what happened. So when they first started this tour, you know, I think they knew that everybody was going to sing and all that kind of craziness. But I don't think that they knew it was going to be to the degree that they did. And so they, like, booked a show for 3 hours. But, like, every segment ended up getting hijacked by these fans. And so, like, the timing of the show got all weird. And so they quickly figured out, well, you know what? Let's plan time in all these segments for people to do their singing. So then we got this show Friday, which was frickin' brutal, which was we're going to have 9-hour entrances. And then, you know, we're not going to give anyone anything to say because we're going to presume they're going to sing the whole time. And then for the matches we have, it's like, well, we got to have commercials somewhere, so we'll do a minute of action, 4 freaking minutes during the break and 2 minutes when we come back for a finish. This was the worst show. And then, you know, people are like, oh, I knew they'd see how terrible it was for the fans. No, it's not terrible for the fans to sing. It's actually really cool when you go to another country and the fans are going wild and singing, but you're in charge of the show, not the fans. If they want to sing during their entrances, fine. But once the mic starts, once the talking starts, start talking. If you got to turn down the crowd a little bit, turn down the crowd a little bit. But, like, get the show going. God, that was brutal. They want to chant during the match. It's great. That's fine. But you don't have to stall out the show to give them time to do their singing. You're in charge. You run the show. God, the show sucked. Shaking with anger. How much it sucked. It was brutal. Am I wrong, Tom? Look at you. You're the SmackDown, whatever.
Correspondent. No, that was Vinny.
No,
whatever happened
Vinny.
To that?
We do it here and there.
Oh, yeah, well. I'm the assistant to the head lead SmackDown writer for the site, whatever his name is.
You know, I got another question for you. Are you ready for this?
Give it to my boss if it's about SmackDown.
Where is this guy? What's his name? Who's the new SmackDown ring announcer?
Mike.
No, it's not Mike.
Mike Rush.
I can do it, though.
No, Mike Rome is the actual guy at NXT.
Mike Rush.
Who's the new guy that they're claiming
the
isn't?
The Raiders guy.
Mark Nash.
Mark Nash? Okay.
Yes.
No way, brother. This is like an April Fool's joke. That's Mike Rome on Friday.
No, it's
you
Mark
cannot
Nash.
Convince me otherwise. Until I see those two guys in the same place at the same time, it's the same guy. I'm going to send you guys pictures. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Mark Nash and Mike Rome are the same guy. They look the same. They dress the same. They have the exact same hairdo. And if you watch the show, they sound exactly the same. Exactly. So I don't want to hear any arguments. That's just what it is. It's pretty weird that they're doing that, too. You get like a little beard that they kind of put on him for Tuesdays, and then they take it off for Fridays. Weird. You guys don't find that weird? No? Okay.
I don't know. I'll have to wait till after dark.
Yeah, he had a lot to say during the break, and now you
piped
down.
You know what? Yeah, they don't look alike very much at all, Brian. You want me to eschew what I said during the break? You want me to use the same comments I did?
Oh, because I'm Hispanic, I can't tell two white guys apart?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Spicy Latina over here.
You want to know what's funny about ethnicity?
You're half a Latina?
So I finally signed up for this thing.
Not
so
a lot of things, Brian.
I could check out Paisley's report cards and her test scores and everything like that.
Helicopter dad here.
And then it's got I hadn't done it. She's in third grade. I just signed up for it. Like, I haven't done it for 4 years, which I probably should have done after looking at it. But anyway, the point is, it's got like all of her information or whatever. And I'm looking through it. And for ethnicity, okay, Paisley. You've all seen Paisley. Not Hanalei, who's, you know, she's a little bit darker. Paisley, okay? Her ethnicity is listed as black or African American. I was like, what? For 4 years, she has been listed as black or African American.
Trying to game the system, is she?
I don't know, man. And then, like yesterday at breakfast, I was like, you know, Paisley, I saw something sort of funny on your parent view thing. And she goes, what's that? And I said, your ethnicity is listed as black or African American. She goes, I know! I've been telling them for years! So anyway, no one's done anything about it, so...
I'm surprised your whole family has not just turned into, we want to be Pacific Islanders. In fact, we want to be Native Hawaiians. We're going to put that
well,
on everything.
I do, but you can't just do it. All right. Should we talk about these shows? Tom, what did you think of SmackDown? What were the highlights? Were there any? I feel like there was one.
It ended.
What was the highlight on this show? I think there was something good.
The
pre-taped Naomi promo.
Oh, yeah, that was
yeah,
very
she's
good,
awesome.
Actually.
Caution tape.
Yes. The only problem is, I mean, she made way too much sense. She's clearly the baby face in this feud.
You could certainly look at it that way.
Much like I find Seth Rollins to be the baby face in that
Let's not take it that
feud.
Far now. Come on.
No.
He's just a spiteful little man.
Yeah, I thought.
At least he made sense.
I thought that Naomi promo was incredible. I think this is the best she's ever been in her whole entire career, and I don't think anything's close. And I also thought that the addition of the whole... They're really building the main event, the Roman Punk Seth deal. They're really building it around what is the favor that Paul Heyman owes CM Punk. I said they needed to do this. They did it. And now it feels like more than just three randos in a random match because there's nothing else for them to do at Mania. Now it feels like we got something here. Punk is getting his main event, which makes Seth exceedingly angry because he doesn't deserve it. And then Paul Heyman still owes Punk a favor, and Roman doesn't know what it is. This, I think, is great. So I'm glad they're now focusing on that because last week's segment sucked. This one was good.
What do you think the favor is going to be? I mean, obviously you just turn on him and help Punk
win. I think that's the favor. You're my new wise man.
That's it?
Yeah.
Seems
I mean, there'll be a way. They'll make it something, but I mean, I think he's turning heel. Paul is going with him. Roman's getting screwed. And away we go. That's what I think happened.
At least Seth has something that he can hang his hat on, because he is, to me, he's a whiny little bee in all of this, with the fact that his whole goal is to spite CM Punk. And damn it, Roman, you helped him happen, and I'm jumping up and down, stamping my feet. But if there is a conspiracy in his mind between Paul and CM Punk and Roman, he's on the outside of all of that. So he does actually have a little bit of credibility to any argument he makes moving forward here. I want to stop Punk from being the main event, because it's the biggest, bigger than my kids or my wife or anything, the greatest thing that can happen to him.
Not just that, they have done such a good job with this CM Punk Seth Rollins feud. They have done such a great job at trying to convince you that they actually hate each other, that Seth Rollins hates this man so much that he will accept not being in the WrestleMania main event as long as Punk isn't in the main event. He's angry to be a main eventer now because Punk is also in the match. He'd rather not be a main eventer. He hates this guy so much. I like that.
Even Drew McIntyre is impressed with that amount of hating on someone.
Yeah, that's some real hate. Yes, Tom.
I was going to say, I thought Seth was great there, because he said to Roman, he said, look, when we came in together, our goal was to get rid of the old guard. And we did that. And now you're letting in the very man that we attack. That very old guard is back. And instead of cutting him off where you could have, you let him back in, and that's the biggest cancer that you could to the company. And I thought Seth was great in this performance.
And he didn't dress like an idiot either. That was a plus. Now, what about that Tiffany promo, Tom? What did you think?
You know, I mean, it was better than what happened last week. That's for damn sure.
I guess.
She didn't get eviscerated by Charlotte on the microphone, but I don't know. This baby face Tiffany just not doing it for me.
No. Thought it was a goofy promo. She's mad Charlotte wouldn't let her talk. Like, she's mad in storyline that the Charlotte character wouldn't let her talk. Like, that doesn't even make sense. The character is under no obligation to stand there while you talk about your daddy or whatever. I mean, they can run you over if they want. They're a character. It's a character on a show. She has a legitimate gripe, but she has no storyline gripe. And it was a storyline promo, so it was very odd. Now,
so is that different than the Big Bill, Bobby Lashley deal?
Big Bill was mad at Bobby Lashley. Let me tell you. I got to say that on Collision, the Dax Harwood Wheeler Yuta match was awesome. Did you guys see that match?
I did.
Am I wrong?
I was cornering somebody in a 22-hour race.
You had plenty of time to watch this, sounds like to me.
No, I had duties every 30 minutes.
Bro, you told me this guy ran a 4 mile in 30 minutes. At least 30 minutes till the next race. You could have watched this match.
He was drinking.
You're just pouring Gatorade down his throat or something like that?
Yeah, you have to get the Camelback ready. You have to fire up the little grill, get the food ready. Once he gets in, you got to rub him down, rub his legs, get the...
So anyway, this match was really great. Had a clean finish, and they're building up what... I think they're doing the New Day thing here. They're building up that Dax and Cash are going to split, but in reality, they're going to join together for their mutual hatred of the man responsible for all of this, Adam Copeland! I like it. That was the best thing on Collision by miles, I thought. Miles! Although some people will say Tony Storm, but I guess we all have our opinions now, don't we? I mean, it was fine, but this was great, I thought.
I don't know if it was great, but it was certainly really, really good, and it continues doing something with FTR and trying to get them in the mix. And the way that I did like Cash selling, you know, when he was down, just looking up in shock at Dax and all that. It's been played up wrestling perfect, I think, so far.
Well, if you're not watching Raw right now, this is the lineup for later tonight. Io Sky, Rhea Ripley with Bianca as a special guest referee. Gunther versus Jimmy Uso. Logan Paul calls out AJ Styles. John Cena, Cody Rhodes face-to-face, which, spoiler, I'm told was very good. Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston in action. They can't find a team to advertise. And Bron Breakker and Penta, although I think I know what happened, actually, from reading the chat. And Bron Breakker and Penta versus the Judgment Day, which is an interesting match. Bron Breakker and Penta against Finn and Dominic Mysterio. So there you go.
The Viking Express, War Machine, Raiders.
See if we can figure it out.
What team is it?
What's their team name?
The Machine Experience.
The Machine Experience. Remember when Vince brought him in as the Viking Experience?
Yes,
because
I
they weren't allowed to be called War Machine because of apparently the fighter War Machine, I presume.
I thought the word war was outlawed.
No, because remember their finish was like I think their finish had the word war in it. Even when they were the Viking Experience. And they chanted war. So I think it was War Machine.
Who did the song War Machine? Like, maybe there's a rights issue on that somewhere.
Well, no, because they're called the War Machine now.
No, I don't know.
Or the Viking Raiders, machine, they used the Raiders. War Machine.
I don't know. They're the way, they're the, I don't know.
What is the matter. Name of their team?
I didn't know they were
the
using
War Raiders.
Oh, War Raiders.
Jiminy Christmas.
So it's not War Machine, which is
their finish is the War Machine. Are you okay over there?
I'm all choked up. I think their finish is the Viking Experience.
This is a start of some great Mondays coming up, everybody.
Yeah, golly. NXT, we've got Shawn Spears versus Ricky Saints. God. Ava addresses the women's and NXT women's North American title picture.
Brian, did you see Ava apparently was relieved of her duties as the Evolve GM already?
There was too much on her plate.
She was the Evolve GM?
Yeah, for like a show.
Isn't Gabe just the Evolve GM?
No, it's what's her face? What's her name? Mr. Stone and Stevie Turner.
Ooh.
Stevie Turner is the new GM of Evolve.
I have to watch Evolve.
Yeah.
I won't.
All right.
Good for
you. Thanks for that info, Mike.
Then Wednesday, we've got Jon Moxley and Marina against Swerve and Willow in a mixed tornado tag match. Will Ospreay returns. Cope versus Claudio. You know, he should shorten his name to just Claude.
What about Cop? We just keep taking letters off.
Yeah. Cop would be so much better than Cope. How old is this guy? Does he realize what it means when someone says Cope? That's his name.
It's whatever. It's fine.
Cope versus Claude. And then we've got Tony Storm versus Penelope Ford. And the men's and women's Owen Hart Foundation tournament brackets will be revealed. Yes. That's what we got coming up, everybody. What's so funny? All these big shows?
Mike can't cope.
I can't.
Yeah, we should call him. We do. We call him Semp. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology.
Call 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Co-pays and deductibles may apply. Call 800-223-4979. That's 800-223-4979. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. I'm always astonished when the three of us make it through a show. Somehow we did it.
I'm more exhausted than I was after cornering at that race this weekend.
This felt like a mile ran 22 times. 4 miles! God. Check on your buddy when the show's over. It just cannot be healthy. Anyway, we're going to wrap it up for today. So Tom is going to be here next Monday, and I guess the following Monday. Right, Mike? Because you'll be going solo, because I'm going to be coming back from Vegas. Mike cannot look that far into the future. Tom, you know you could do this show solo. It's not hard.
Yeah, I have done it solo, actually.
Observer Live?
Yes, I did it on the day that Bray Wyatt passed.
Did you really?
Was the one time I've done a solo show.
So was it like that bad, or why haven't you done it since?
I was traumatized having to cover a news story
that aspect of it sucked, but like, how was doing it? Do you want to do it more?
What are you doing here?
I'm offering you the opportunity to do the show every now and then if you want to. But I'm doing it here on the air, so you'll actually give me an answer quickly.
I prefer to do it with Mike.
Okay. Well, I mean, sometimes my point is, like, sometimes neither Mike nor I are available.
Who wouldn't, by the way?
And so in that case, maybe you could do it by yourself or something.
Me and Andrew Zarian sounds like a good
team. Yeah, you know who else is real good is old Dom.
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah.
Dominic Jimenez.
Jimenez?
Yes. Is that right, Dom? Did I say it right?
No, Mike did. You were wrong yet again, Brian.
What? How do you? You said during the break it was Jimenez.
Sangre Jimenez.
Azteca. Oh, Jimenez.
Jimenez.
Same thing.
The J is an H. You would know that.
You don't think I've heard Alvarez 75 times in my lifetime this week alone?
Alvarez?
Doesn't make it right.
Get out of here, everybody. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.